probably they want to enjoy the sun after the yesterday's rainy day. They want to enjoy the sun.
I think. Okay. Should I change the radio? Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram.
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Thank you. So, welcome to Grihastha Ashram. Seminar. So, this seminar was given in Chowpatty, Bombay, and I'm going to read through rather than hear through. So, the first part is what I already covered yesterday, theoretical part, but I wish to read through that theoretical part, if you don't mind. So, welcome to Grihastha Ashram Seminar. So, reasons for the seminar. These are the reasons for the seminar. Growing congregation. Difficulties encountered by couples. Bringing up children. In-laws. Lack of communication. Training program for those wishing to enter Grihastha Ashram. So these are the reasons. So Grihastha Seminar Committee. So in Chowpatty, vast growing Grihastha devotees, congregation, plus quickly growing community. So they felt the need to have this kind of seminars and trainings for Grihastha. So here the committee is formed and they are all very competent, qualified devotees, doctors and surgeons and lawyers, big time businessmen and exalted personalities. So I have made some mistakes yesterday in my presentation. So we will try to reconcile it today. So I am talking more from the authoritative part rather than me alone talking to you. And these are the committee members. I'll skip that a little. Now it's a theoretical part that I read yesterday. I read from Bhagavatam, Atha Pumbi Divas Dijasava, etc. More verses. And then now goals. Goals of Grastha Ashram. Ultimate goal is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We established that yesterday. Grastha live together with wife and children, but live transcendentally for realizing ultimate truth. Prabhupada. Again, Grihastha live together with wife and children, but live transcendentally for realizing ultimate truth. Prabhupada. Griha Medhis are different. We already talked about it yesterday. To Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.2. We request so many householders. We require so many householders to set the examples for the others. How in Krishna consciousness we can live peacefully and sanely, even in married life. Also, we are required, so many Krishna conscious children, to show how nicely and beautifully a child can develop when he is following the principles of God consciousness. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Krishna Das, 11th December, 68. So goals continued. Preaching Krishna consciousness effectively. Pleasing to the spiritual master as a family. Third, to provide our children a balanced, secure environment conducive to their all-round growth. Fourth, to try to happy in this dukkhalayam asaswatam world. To try to become happy. Best use of bad bargain. What can help in all stages of Grihastha Ashram? What can help? Being a sincere devotee with strong sadhana, chanting, hearing and reading. Taking guidance from senior Vaishnavas. What can help us in Grihastha life? Third, striving to see all issues, situations, from viewpoint of one's spiritual master. Fourth, seeing one's partner as a devotee and property of Guru and Krishna. Fifth, willingness to change, improve without compromising the principles of Krishna consciousness. So this is a very good point. Both party, husband and wife, has to have a strong desire to change and improve our relationship. In other words, ball is in your hand, not in counselor, scriptures, guru or Krishna. The ball is in your hand. You have to have a strong desire to make your grihastha life most successful, peaceful, blissful, happy. Both party, husband and wife, both has to get determined to change and improve without compromising the principles of Krishna consciousness. Now, this is a very important point. I am repeating that third time. Both person, husband and wife, or even one of them, if he gets determined to change and improve the relationship without breaking Krishna conscious rule, that will make it. If both tries, sona me suhaga, it is well and good. If both tries, it's wonderful. So what can help? So goals continue. There is no impediment for grihasthas to become fully Krishna conscious. This is Srila Prabhupada writing. All of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates were grihasthas and all of them helped in his missionary activities. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Karandar Das, 31st August, 76. So now preeminent position of a woman in Varnasram Dharma. Preeminent position. Very important role of a woman in Varnasram Dharma. So here Lord Krishna is taking Pandavas to Bhishma Dev in Kurukshetra, where he was lying on the bed of arrows. About to leave his body. So he wanted Bhishma Dev to instruct Varanasram Dharma to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, a woman is always A woman is always protected. Srila Prabhupada said, woman liberation means a woman becomes independent, is exploited by man, has an illegitimate child, aborts the child exploitation. Duties of a husband. A real Vaishnava tries to understand how much his wife is helping in his devotional service. A real Vaishnava appreciates his wife helping him in devotional service. A great Vaishnava never neglects the mean or cast ill remarks on their wives, Kardama Muni in Bhagavatam. I'm just reading through the points, not discussing, because yesterday I tried to discuss and it was disgusting. Disgusting. Okay. Duties of husband. One who cannot deliver his dependent from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, father, or a mother. Duties of a husband continue. Provide all facilities to one's wife for food, clothing, shelter, maintenance of home, and children. Second, humility, tolerance, and understanding are important attributes. Third, husband should be faithful, devout, devoted and dutiful. Fourth, husband should see that wife belongs to Krishna. She is his sacred property, entrusted to his care. A wife makes Grihastha Ashram safe. The wife also protects the husband in a very important way. Story of King Puranjan. Body is like a fort, senses are like plunderers, and wife is the commander of the fort. She commands the house. House, wife. She is commanding the house. The wife also protects the husband. In a very important way. Story of King Puranjan. She controls her husband by her affection, her chastity, and her serving spirit. Third, wife can advise her husband when he is going on a wrong track. As for example, Mandodari, Gandhari, Tara. The key to success in Grihastha Ashram. So now, what can make Grihastha Ashram totally successful? So Bhakti Vidya Purna Maharaj, he is living in Mayapur, Gurukul he is running, he is in charge. In Gurukul, he is in charge of Gurukul in Mayapur. And he is giving different tips of how one can make Grihastha Ashram most successful. Harsh words are like arrows. One's thrown cannot be retrieved. And this is the main cause of breakdown in Grihastha Ashram. Talking very harshly to each other. Never take problems too seriously. Not worth it. Never take any problem too seriously. In other words, try to drop it. The best thing you can do. She's doing. Those who need translation, please go there. Wonderful. Everybody can understand me. I can understand you. Never take problem too seriously. Not worth it. Don't let your false ego class. I am husband. I am wife. I know better. Or don't let your false ego clash each other. A family that prays together stays together. Morning and evening, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Prabhupada says 20 minutes. Family should pray together. In the evening, short program, 20 minutes, whatever minutes you can afford. Never yell at each other unless the house is on fire. Not unless, even if the house is on fire. Not worth it. If you don't yell, then you can put off the fire of the house and save the house. But if you keep yelling at each other, then house will be definitely on fire. You can never stop it. Respect each other's desire and needs. So each other's need and desire, we should respect them. We should do something in common and something that other party likes, the other party should do, even though he may not like. As long as it is within Krishna consciousness. And even if sometimes it is out of Krishna consciousness, one might have to do it. Just for the heck of pleasing other partner. But not worth to split the family or bring family to the point of breaking down. Better break some rule in Krishna consciousness. Some. To keep the family together. Better not to break any. Remember that there is no substitute to a few loving and caring words. So, when you see something, somebody is doing right, one or another, immediately praise. Catch that moment to glorify other person, wife or husband. So, few loving and caring words take you far. Appreciate. Everybody is craving for appreciation. Everybody, even the children. When you appreciate, they can do million folds for you. Appreciating. And if you don't appreciate, then slowly and gradually your help will be reduced to zero. Especially don't try to put somebody down, wife or husband, in front of other people. That is very detrimental. Very detrimental. If you try to even advise one partner in front of many others, it may not take you in positive direction. So that is that for this. Now they are discussing. So any questions so far? I'll go to the second module otherwise. This is the second module. This seminar is on YouTube. You can loop peep through at your home or make it as a Bhagavad Gita every day and look at it until you memorize it. It's a very nice seminar. So this is the third part. So lack of appreciation. Appreciation is not flattery. Affection, Lord Krishna to Rukmini is showing affection. Second, lack of cooperation, not sharing responsibilities, no spirit of warmth or love, leading to uncooperative attitude, putting your partner, your husband or wife in corner against the wall. So don't stretch it so much that you put another partner against the wall in the corner. Not wanting to please the partner, just doing the needful, the minimum. Here, prasadam, take it. I finish within 15 minutes, you know, something, and no, involve your love and devotion into your partner's need. Not wanting to please the partner, just doing needful. Remember, true love does not come by finding the perfect person, but by learning to see an imperfect person perfectly. In other words, all human beings in material world, they are in material world because they are not perfect. Except few souls like Srila Prabhupada. They visit this place too for different purpose. But generally, the souls in material world, they are in material world because they have some shortcomings. Not perfect. So idea to find perfect person is infallible. You will never find perfect person because they all material world. They are in material world. But what to do? Learning to see an imperfect person perfectly. That's what we have to do. We have to learn to live with the other person's shortcoming and cope up with it. Forget and forgive. That's the slogan. Forget and forgive. No forget, no forgive means anger. Prabhupada says, if you want to put zero to anger, if you want to have no anger, nil anger, then you have to learn to forget and forgive. Learn to forgive. If you forgive someone, your anger will diminish. So, learn to see an imperfect person perfectly. Being intolerant, inability to adjust with each other. Nobody wants to adjust each other. That creates a lot of problem. You have to adjust. Can be example like it's below zero weather outside and you are sleeping in your bedroom, both of husband and wife, and one wants fresh air, window open, and another wants is cold, freezing cold, like Indian body. She's laughing. Freezing cold. I didn't put up this example by looking at anybody, but some example like that. What to do? So, Indian wife say, okay, I'll have a electric blanket and something more on top and I'll be okay. And let other person have fresh air. Or else other person may say, air is already fresh now. Let me close the window and make other person happier. That is what it means to adjust. This is the name of a game. Learn to adjust in family life. We have to adjust. We have to have our corner, yes. You have your corner. Bedroom, I advise mostly the ladies who have problem in household with in-laws or whoever. I say, go to your bedroom and chant around. Go to your bedroom and hear. Go to your bedroom, read Prabhupada books. It's your corner. So hide. Just be a little aloof for a while. So adjust. Inability to adjust. Use of harsh word. Humiliate one's spouse in front of others. Humiliate him. Harsh words. Nothing can be more detrimental than harsh words. Most of the marriage breaks due to this reason. Harsh words, very bad words, and especially when you say your wife about her father, mother, sister, you are finished. She's laughing. See all these three sisters. Right? Very bad. It's very, very bad. You are finished. Your marriage life is finished. So what it should be? That you one should consider how I would like my spouse to treat my father, mother, brother, sister. Same way I should treat the spouse, father, mother, brother, relatives. That is what we should do. Leading to neglect, physical and or emotional abuse. Very bad. If you beat up spouse, that means you have no respect. If you beat up once, may be forgiven. Twice, may be forgiven. Third time, it's finished. It is finished. And in the Western world, if you call police, you can be in the jail also, behind the bar. Very bad. Physical abuse. Emotional abuse. Emotionally, you abuse people by preaching, talking, squalling, harsh words, anger. Very bad. Lead to neglect, physical and emotional abuse, counterbalanced by other partner's behavior. Counterbalance. Not balancing, counterbalance. Off balance, rocking boat all the time. For nothing. And even if it's for something, communicate. One should communicate with one another. My dear, what if it is like this? Or what do you think of this? Ask questions. Ask questions. Communicate. Another big problem, splitting grihastha, is miscommunication and no communication. He has his corner, she has her corner. And no communication. Very bad. That will increase the gap. Rather, one should not sleep before they work out their problems. One should not go to bed without working out, without communicating, and without iron out their problems. Learn to live with partner's faults. Learn to live with partner's faults. The more neophyte we are, the more those failings will irritate us. The problem comes when both are very neophyte. Both partners are very neophyte, then it's a big problem. If somebody is more understanding and more high level understanding, then it may work out. But both neophyte means big problem. You need counselor. And then another counselor. Third counselor, and that's it. Somebody is not satisfied with first counselor, then you can go to second counselor. If not, then third. And after third counselor, you are the bad. You are the culprit. Not that counselors does not know. Many people, disciple, thinks that my Guru Maharaj is sannyasi. What does he know about grihastha life? Very bad. Very bad. It is not only one aparad, two aparad, but all aparad. Vaishnava aparad, one, and Guru aparad, second. Guru knows the full speed of his disciple. Even if he may be 10,000 miles away, he knows. But many times grihastha couple minimize the sannyasi guru, saying he hasn't gone through grihastha ashram. He doesn't know what problems are there in grihastha ashram. No, that is a big aparad. And then he will never come out of that aparad, that mess. He will never come out. So, the more neophyte we are, the more those failings will irritate us. Neophyte. So, neophyte means we need counselor. We should be approaching whom both of you trust, not one or another. And if you fail to learn from him, maybe you should not, but maybe then second counselor that you trust, both of you. Being insensitive means not having feelings, emotional awareness. Srila Prabhupada example means not having feelings, emotional awareness. Srila Prabhupada's example means his wife sold Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam for tea biscuits. Of course, his wife was exalted also, because she got Prabhupada as her husband. But some problem like that. So we must be aware of emotions of partner. Prabhupada was very attached to Bhagavatam. And instead she sold it. Inability to perceive pain caused by words, actions. Sorry. Inability to perceive pain caused by words. Perceive pain. We should be very sorry. Inability to take care of physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of one's spouse. Inability to take care of physical. Thank you, Prabhu. You should do that. Thank you. Good. Inability to take care of physical need. So we have to sometimes consider physical need of spouse. In case of one is devotee, one is not devotee, then physical need you may have to consider. In happiness and distress, there should not be any separation. That's a vow husband and wife takes in marriage in front of Agnidev, Vaishnava, Krishna. So, we have to also, physical need may be that he is tired or he cannot do or she cannot do something, like she cannot do dishes or laundry because she is weak or tired. We have to consider that. Not that this is your duty, housewife duty. We have to wheel and deal. Emotional needs. Wife is generally more emotional than a man. But we should consider emotional needs of partner and a spiritual need. If one partner is not into Krishna consciousness, then that partner should allow her or him to go to temple, associate with devotees, not that hold on to him and not giving that kind of freedom to practice religion. Emotional need, spiritual need. The more one is selfless, the more one is sensitive to others' need. Selfless, very important. We should not become self-oriented. What is he doing for me? No, what I am doing for spouse? What I am doing? How much I am doing? I think in Pune I was there and there was a class, Bhagavatam class. Many devotees there were there. I think we came there from temple opening, I think, yes. And there was a class and it was about husband and wife. So the question answer came to the point where it came to talking amongst a big huge audience about kissing one another. And conclusion is yes, one must give some kind of love and affection. So that is, it may not be sexual kissing, but I appreciate you, I love you, I like you. So that kind of reciprocation should be there. So sensitive issues. So one is selfless. So we have to become selfless. What is there for me? What is he doing for me? What is he doing for me? Rather, what I am doing for him or her. Dedication. Dedication to each other. Like Kaikeyi was dedicated to Dasarath. Maybe it will come in Ramayana. I don't have much time. So Kaikeyi, when Dasarath, Maharaj Dasarath was fighting and one of the hook came out from the wheel and wheel was about to come out of chariot. So Kaikeyi, she put her finger to stop chariot wheel to come out of the axle for a long time. She put her own finger. It must be damaged, I'm sure, because when fighting going on and wrath is going here and there and you are trying to put your finger to protect wheel coming out of chariot. She was dedicated to husband. And that's why Dasarath said, please ask me boon. And that was those two boon. One, Ramchandra goes to exile. Second, Bharat is being crowned, given throne. So those two boon came out from her dedication. Dasarath Maharaj gave her. Anyway, that is what selflessness means. Selflessness. Dishonesty. Cheating, fraud, deceit, unchaste, lack of trustworthiness, grossly exaggerating. So, cheating, fraud. Fraud is like husband is earning or wife has certain things in home, so grabbing and putting away into some places and we are divorcing. Maybe divorce might happen 20 years later and whatever. I have seen in one of my disciples, children cases, this happened. You know, they are trying to... Anyway, cheating and fraud, deceit, unchaste. Unchaste is another big cause of divorce. Unchaste. Nobody wants to remain loyal to each other. And that is a big problem. Especially in devotee communities. Very, very bad. To go to other devotees, wife or husband, unchaste. Very bad. And exaggerating everything. When there is a little fight, then this exaggeration opens a big gap. As you go along, it will be wide gap. Financial issues. Husband is over generous to parents while wife is suffering. Especially it happens when you come to foreign land. I was in America and I wanted to give money to my father, mother, whatever they spend on me, then it can create a big issue. What about our grihastha? What about our house? What about us? You're giving to parents. That happens to most of the Indian people goes to America. Very many. So wife is disturbed. He's sending every penny. Because he loves his father, mother, brother back home who has problem with money. So here is some money sending, big problem. Can split family. Wife is being unreasonable. Or husband being unreasonable. So, being stubborn. Being stubborn. Inflexible and rigid attitude. Stubborn. not letting go anything. Very stubborn. Refusing to change old ways. We should learn new tricks. Not remain rigid. Refusing to change old ways. Refuse to listen, apologize, even when wrong. Refusing to listen. Go away. Go away. I don't want to hear you. This is my room. This is my telephone. This is my. Go away. Due to false ego. Stubbornness due to false ego. Stubborn due to not listening. Apologizing. Stubborn refusing to change old style. And stubborn, flexible and rigid. Do devotees also go through stress? Don't pack up the day. Learn to say no wherever possible. Take adequate rest. Learning to relax. Especially ladies, take adequate iron, vitamin. Very important. They get tired due to deficiency of iron. And that's why they take so extra rest. But all ladies in India, most of the ladies are lacking iron, vitamin, and that's why very tiresome. Learning to relax, bathing, improving food habits, exercise. In India, exercise is not needed, not to go to gym. Here people work out. You know, they want to work it out. But India, it's so much work. No laundry machine. And no cow milking machine. And so much woman water. Right now, many cities, most of the cities have water works. But small villages, even today in Bengal, you might see small girls, young girls, they're carrying water in Mayapur. So no workout, but here, exercise. If you cook and clean your house, you don't need exercise. But fast food, and anyway, I don't want to open a can of worm right now, like yesterday I did. Periodic outing, cinema, movies, parties, clubs, and moons and sun and moon, honey, moon, sun, moon, etc. They make up. Okay, we spent 10 years together. Let's have 10 years, 11th year, moon or sun together. Let's go to Europe. They like to go to Europe or Bahama or Hawaii. Periodic outing, take help. Take help means counseling. One should take help. Yes, go to Slovenian camp. That is periodic outing. And have a nice tent and your own. Prasadam is cooked, ready made. Prasadam. Counseling is available. So everything is temporary, including this relationship. So you want to hear this dialogue? It's a very good dialogue. How husband and wife fights. Let's put it on. Where is the speaker's pin that goes in? I'll put microphone. This microphone.
The spirit soul. And then she's saying, your parents are karmis, and the scriptures say we should not associate with karmis. You know? And then the husband says, what is the use of chanting if you speak like this? You know, and then there is a big wall between the husband and the wife.
Okay. So,
now we have to understand, although we are devotees, sometimes we think that certain aspects of our behavior in order to, you know, really be stress-free. Good financial planning, also very important. And good sadhana. Right? No. Yes. Husband telling lies to the wife telling lies to the husband, deceit, unchaste, lack of trustworthiness, grossly exaggerate, ecological stress, emotional stress. So what are the effects of stress? Long term, short term, irritability, headache, sleep disorders, tackling stress, some practical tips. Don't pack up the day. If you're not able to come for the Mangalati, it doesn't mean that you're blue. You're still Krishna conscious, you're still a devotee, no problem. It doesn't mean that you have to disturb the whole house and come for Mangalati every day. Right? So we have to be aware, what is it that makes, we are finally married to each other, right, for life. So certain compromises may need to be made, so we have to be ready to make them. Learn to say no wherever possible. Take adequate rest, learning to relax, bathing, improving food habits, exercise, periodic outing, take help, guidance, yeah. Three things which fortify stress threshold. Good health. Yeah, what this means is that there are three things that you need to take care of in order to really be stress-free. Good financial planning, also very important. And good sadhana. Right? Okay. Misapplication of philosophy. Again, we do this very often. It's human psychology to use misapply words of guru, sadhu, shastra, to support our thoughts, words, and deeds. What we are doing by saying that, see, the Prabhupada did this. He watched Charlie Chaplin moving, so we can
follow.
Or he drank 7-Up or whatever, Sprite or whatever, and said that. So we cannot take the help of such actions which must be having a deeper meaning in it, right, to justify our own actions. Okay, so now this is a typical example. The husband telling the wife, you must be submissive to your husband. And then wife is saying, everything is temporary, including this relationship. And then the husband telling your wife, she's sick, you're not this body. You're the spirit soul. And then she's saying, your parents are karmis, and the scriptures say we should not associate with karmis. And then the husband says, what is the use of chanting if you speak like this? And then there is a big war between the husband and the wife. Okay. So, now we have to understand, although we are devotees, sometimes we think that certain aspects of our behavior are not Krishna conscious. Right? Now, there are certain misconceptions in our mind which we need to remove in order to ensure that there is a proper harmony in our Krishna, in our Grihastha Ashram. Like, for example, is it normal for the husband and wife to be attached to each other? Exactly the same question that Prabhuji asked. Is it normal for a husband and wife to be attached to each other? Yes, of course. Is it normal for husband and wife to talk to each other in the temple? Of course.
I mean, of course, this is meant for the Indian situation where, you know, in one temple, they had passed a law that the husband and wife should not talk to each other in the temple. Now, it was ridiculous, but, you know, that was how the authorities there perceived that if the husband and wife talk in the temple, then it means that they are in Maya. Or something like that. That's perfectly normal. Husband and wife talking to each other in the temple. Playing, kissing, embracing children adds to bondage. Since bondage is a cause of suffering, should we do it or not? We should. Yes. So it's such a nice family situation, you know. So, but sometimes we think, no, we should not show affection to our children in public. You know, we should not embrace our child. We should not, you know, kiss our child in public. Things like that, you know, because we are devotees. No, these are certain misconceptions that are there in our mind. This a genuine showing of affection is absolutely Krishna conscious. Right? Okay, so now we come to a very, very sensitive subject, right? But I just thought we'll put it in over here. There could be, I mean, there are different views, there are different thoughts on this particular subject. But what we have tried to do is to balance it out, right, as much as possible, right? But there is a conservative school of thought, you know, which goes strictly by Prabhupada's teachings, and there is a more lenient school of thought, which is, you know, trying to, yes. Yeah, if possible, yeah. Very nice. Any other purpose is illicit or is for sense gratification? We have to understand what is garbha. Yes.
Skip that.
Yeah, if possible, yeah. Right? Yes. Yeah, if possible, yeah. Very nice.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, according to religious principles. Right? So Srila Prabhupada said, for grahasthas, sex only for procreation of children. Sex for any other purpose is illicit, or is for sense gratification. We have to understand what is garbhadhan samskara. Srila Prabhupada has recommended this for us. So every couple that is planning a child should do this garbhadhan samskara. Right? Garbhadhan samskara, other partner, even though highly Krishna conscious or may not want it, should in such a situation be extremely sensitive to the demands of the partner. Right? So again, coming to the question of, you know, people at two different levels. Or else, the result may be devastating. Right? Because if one person is not at that level of Krishna consciousness and he wants, you know, his physical demands to be fulfilled, and the other partner says, no, you know, you're not this body, or, you know, you're not supposed to do this, or something like that, you know, the result may be devastating in the long run. So the Prabhupada said, sex other than procreation is illicit. Fulfilling the sexual needs of the partner is unfavorable and illicit with a small I. Yeah, so this illicit, but with a small I. But fulfilling the sexual needs outside of marriage is illicit with a big I. Okay? One is unfavorable and the other is devastating. Right? So sex within marriage is definitely unfavorable, but the other one, sex outside marriage, is devastating. It devastates the marriage, it devastates the Krishna consciousness of both the devotees. One is unfavorable, the other is devastating, leading to divorce. So do the needful. Choose the lesser of the two evils. Fact is, if husband and wife have sex, then it is nobody's business. But if they are divorced, then it is everybody's business. Right? The whole world comes to know. And of course the couple, they are devastated. One is 1% bad and the other is 100% bad. Divorce definitely not recommended. Divorce breaks the most solemn vow of marriage, which is more sacred than the vow of sense gratification. So basically we have to balance. Right? So we have to choose, again, which is the lesser of the two evils. Select that in order to make the marriage work. Ultimately, the husband and wife both are progressing on the path of Krishna consciousness. We may not go back, we may not be able to go home back to Godhead in this lifetime. So what? You know, At least, Neha Vikrama Nasosti Pratyavayana Vityate Swalpam Apyasa Dharmachet Rayato Mahato Bhaya. There is no problem. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, you have done spiritual activity, you will get the reward. You will continue in your next life, in a better birth. Suchinam Srimatam Yehe, you will get a facility to get a better body, in a much elevated family of transcendentalists, or a very rich mercantile family where you don't have to worry about money. So nothing is lost just because we don't go home back to Godhead in this lifetime. Right? Our goal should be that. That should be the ideal. Prabhupada said, why do you want to come back into this world once again, which is janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshana darshanam? Right? Birth, old age, disease and death. We are going to go through the whole process again. Right? So Prabhupada says, get out of this material world. But if you can't, don't be disappointed. Don't be disheartened. Just carry on. Right? And ultimately we have to remember that. Okay. So, please, live peacefully, pursue Krishna consciousness together. Do whatever it takes to remain happy in marriage. Take guidance of senior Vaishnavas in hours of need. Feel free to take advice and encouragement. Please do not feel guilty about not being able to live up to the highest standards. Keep the goal in mind and progress towards it. Okay, so controversial subject over.
Okay, so I'm going to run out of time pretty soon. I already ran out actually. Next. Yeah. So, any quick question? So, this seminar is on YouTube, and there is another one also this maybe tomorrow. A little bit. So that is also on YouTube. You can get to see it. So any question? Yes. Just say it because we don't have much time. Divorce.
Yeah, we are listening so many years, and we are reading a simple book, but still we are doing it. This mistake of taking divorce or just abusing our partner. So why this happening? Is it because of lack of training, or because I don't know?
Because of many reasons, and one of the chief, I said along many reasons. Miscommunication, not appreciating. So many reasons we already discussed. One more reason in those is upbringing. In Western civilization, the upbringing is totally different. A young girl, is pushed out of the house in a early age, very, very early, tender age, and boys and girls and being upbringing. It is upbringing. So I had this boyfriend, now I have this boyfriend, now I have this boyfriend. So now I have this husband, now I can have that husband, and now I can have third husband. Upbringing also plays the part. So many reasons, not just one. This is one of the reasons. Thinking, upbringing, in Western way, independent, and both girls and boys are equal, and no protection to the female child right from beginning. Like it should be no training to the both children about how to become nice married couple. Because they themselves are split most of the time. So like upbringing also plays. And many reasons that we discuss already. Miscommunication, not appreciating. Not many things we discuss. We'll discuss that tomorrow. Any other question? Yes.
I just wanted to say that also
Yes.
Lack of sense of responsibility.
Yes.
I think in Vedic culture in India, I think you have people have much more respect between each other in marriage.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
The wife has her husband as a guru.
Yes.
Perceives him in that way. You know?
Yes.
Here, wife is equal and
equal or more.
Or more, yeah.
She wears the pants. They say.
So, lack of respect and responsibility.
Yes. Anything else? So, thank you very much. The next seminar is on. Thank you. Bye. We'll see you tomorrow. Last time.
Hare Krishna, dragi bakte, sam še ena novička v mese prišla, so prišli bakte iz Hrvaške, ki se ukvarjajo, ne vem kako to povedati, z atlasom v glavi, ki ga imamo, skratka nekaj v zvezi z boljšim počutjem in bo seminar na to temo po kosilu ob 3, 3, 5.